You're listening to SBS News.
More than 25,000 people have inquired about joining the Rural Fire Service since the beginning of this year's horror fire season. This is compared to an average annual intake of approximately 4,000 new members. Community Engagement Manager Anthony Bradstreet says the number of inquiries is likely a record.
We do pretty commonly see, following large fire events, we do see an uptick in inquiries. So it's obviously when people are seeing the bushfire experience play out in their living rooms and hearing about it more, people are obviously quite keen to be a part of it.
The New South Wales RFS is the biggest volunteer fire service in the world, with more than 70,000 members across 2,002 local brigades. The spike in membership inquiries follows the death of at least five volunteer firefighters in Victoria and New South Wales. Mr. Bradstreet said people wishing to join the service must be willing to make a significant commitment, but added that new members are always welcome.
There really is a huge number of people who are wanting to support the service, and we're going to be working through those inquiries to make sure that we welcome them into the RFS family.
Victoria's Country Fire Authority, or CFA, has also seen a significant increase in expressions of interest since the horrific fires that tore through East Gippsland earlier this month, but could not provide an exact figure. Despite the current interest in joining, the authority warned that new recruits would not be ready to assist the current firefighting efforts anytime soon. In a statement, it urged people eager to help to donate to bushfire appeals.
During this time of high fire activity, our usual time frame to recruit new volunteers may be delayed due to the volume of applications, current operations, and our requirements to provide vital safety training to recruits so they can operate in dangerous environments.
Meanwhile, South Australia's Country Fire Service has also experienced a spike in membership inquiries since the start of 2020. The CFS says there were over 1,500 expressions of interest in the first 10 days of the year, compared to just over 1,600 in the final 2 months of 2019. Blue Mountains resident John, who did not wish to give his last name, is one of 25,000 people who have recently expressed interest in joining the New South Wales RFS. He made the decision just before Christmas.
A lot of my family is already involved in it, and I have the time now to get involved, and I just felt that I should, because of the fact that this is not going to go away and we need to be more prepared.
The 66-year-old has previously defended his home from fires and says he isn't concerned about the danger.
It's something I've been thinking about for a while, but I just never got around to doing it, and I just thought this is time to make it happen.
The increase in the number of inquiries comes as questions are asked over whether Australia's firefighting forces are receiving adequate funding to support the current cohort of volunteers. Earlier this month, KPT Rural Fire Service Brigade Captain Steve Darley told SBS News he'd been requesting funding to purchase a modern bulk water carrier for more than 5 years.
For over 5 years I've been requesting this, and I've been continually knocked back because the funding's not there. Well, if you're looking at social media and there's people out there that are pouring millions and millions of dollars into this RFS firefighting fund, I hope someone up there listens to me, boots on the ground, and say, we need this bulk water tanker here.
In December, cameraman Lewin Hodgman authored a Facebook post detailing how his 23-year-old volunteer firefighter brother had asked for a better firefighting helmet for Christmas. He described the one his brother was supplied with as an older one without a visor. In the post, Mr. Hodgman said volunteer firefighters are only given one set of protective gear and were often going out in the field wearing dirty clothes. Anthony Bradstreet from the New South Wales RFS says there's no issue with providing current members with the equipment they need.
We are very well resourced and supported by our state government. So obviously with the new members, yes, that means that we provide more equipment for them, but that's a very good investment.
Marnie True, SBS News.